This is the teaching. Never before could one imagine that Krishna is going to come into this world and say, listen everyone, do you know how glorious the devotees are? So bhakti begins. Radharani is the perfection of bhakti. And we heard about all her qualities and Sarvashakti Mayi and Devi Prokta and so many glorious positions she is and what she represents. But all of that devotion of Radharani is coming down and presented before us through the lotus feet of Guru. So bhakti begins at the lotus feet of Guru, Guru Parashraya. We want the shelter, we want the Guru's feet on our head. Sri Guru Charane Rati, Ese Uttamagati, Guru Vandanam. Sri Guru Charane Rati, Ese Uttamagati, Bandhamui Savadana Mate. Sri Guru Charane Rati. We want to be attached to the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna also. Why Krishna says, Mama Shirasi Mandanam? He could just say, give me your feet, put on my head. Let me hold your feet on my head. I'm burning, and put an ice pack on my forehead. I have a burning fever, put an ice pack on my forehead. Okay, that'll give some relief. Ice pack, oh, ice pack. Barf pack on the forehead. But he's not just saying that. Oh, I'm burning this smaragarala kundanam. Put your feet on my head and stop this lust. He's saying, I want my head to be ornamented. This is a decoration. This is a ratna. This is a jewel. This is an ornamentation. Someone's feet on your head? Yes. This is my greatest ornamentation. This is my real ornament. To have the dust of Radharani's feet on my head. Bhagavan is saying this through the mouth, through the book Gita Govinda. This is one shloka. This is a revolutionary thing. And Lord Chaitanya made a whole philosophy, Chintabheda Beda Tattva, Gaudiya Sampradaya, around this idea that we want to have the lotus feet of Radharani on our heads. We want to be the eternal servants of Srimati Radharani. There's a little commentary here. Krishna is praying, Radharani, my suffering will be vanquished only when you accept me. I am overwhelmed by a spurti, like a vision, inner vision, of all your conquering qualities. I pray to you to kindly place the freshly Gupta Vrindavan. I pray to you to kindly place the freshly sprouted buds of your feet upon my head. Your lotus feet are udar, munificent. Your lotus feet are kind. They fulfill the innermost cherished desires. Your lotus feet are so udaram. They fulfill the innermost cherished desires of all those who pray to your lotus feet. I am doing the same. Your lotus feet are ornaments. Why? How are they ornaments? How are they mandanam? Mama Shirasi Mandanam. How are your lotus feet ornaments? How are they the supreme decoration? So Krishna, he's saying that why is Mama Shirasi Mandanam Dehi Palapalavam? How are they ornaments? Well, I'll tell you, Radharani, they're ornaments because they're red, like rubies. Rubies are also red. And they're soft and they're cool, like new flower petals. If you were to place your lotus feet upon my head would be decorated, beautifully mandanam, decorated. So two things will happen, kandanam and mandanam. If your feet come on my head, kandanam, mandanam, udaram. You give me udaram, and then kandanam, mandanam, smaragarala kandanam, mama shirsi mandanam. So two things will happen. One thing is that my smaragarala, this poison of this cupid who's infecting me, I will become relieved and pacified by having your feet on my head, O Srimati Radhika. So that's also good. That's called smaragarala kandanam. It will be kandanam. That cupidity, that lust that I'm burning, that'll be eliminated. But what's the other part? Mama shirasi mandanam. Mandanam means ornament. I will ornament my head and I will go around. See, look. See, this is dehipad, padapalavam. This is radhapad. Radhapad. This is radhapad. This is the feet of Radharani. Shir parupar. Shir parupar Radharani kacharan. See charan china. See Radharani's china. nice red mark. There'll be some red mark there. Her feet are naturally red, but then they have alta, this lac dye on the bottom of her feet. So Krishna, people were saying, oh, that looks very interesting. Because when you combine red and blue, what do you get? Like purple. Krishna's blue. Radharani's feet are red. So then Krishna's forehead becomes royal purple. Because Radharani's the queen of Vrindavan. So when he has, and then, so it gives this beautiful color. So the coward boys or anyone say, hey, your forehead is looking something purple? It's like Hitopadesh when the jackal fell in the blue paint. The jackal fell into some blue paint and he went out in the forest and everyone said, whoa, Nila Juggal. How do they say jackal? CR. Nila CR. And they said, oh, this is very strange. Nila CR. Bhut Chamatkar, Bhut Adbhuta, Bhut Adbhute. So they say, okay, you become Raj, you become the king. So he became the king of the jungle. So this is something special. Until the moon came up. Then one day the full moon rose. You know, ow, ow. Then that lion said, hey, what's this? This is not some extraordinary demigod from the higher planets that's come to rule the jungle. This is some cheap seagull. Sia. Who fell in the blue paint. So then he ate him for lunch. And that was the end of that ruling, that ruling of that Lok Sabha party. So Krishna, he becomes this beautiful, and everyone says, your forehead is a very strange tone, a very strange color. He said, yes, this is my mandanam. This is my pride and joy. This is my supreme decoration. Acha? Ye kya hai? What is it? And they say, you don't know? You've never seen? No, I've never seen. I've seen even sometimes we put on your forehead, we put some yellow powder from Govardhan, we put some garak, this red powder, we put different things on your forehead, we put kasturi dots, but this color, this purple color is something extraordinary. I said, yes, this is the footprints of Srimati Radharani. Radha Rani ki jai. Radharani Charan Chinna ki jai. So please repeat after me. Smara Garala Kandanam.
Smara Garala Kandanam.
Smara Garala Kandanam.
Smara Garala Kandanam.
Mama Shirasi Mandanam.
Mama Shirasi Mandanam.
Dehi Parapalavam.
Dehi Parapalavam.
Udharam.
Udharam.
Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki.
Jai.
This has happened with this particular deity and this great devotee Jayadeva Goswami. So by speaking about this Leela in this particular place, and it's told in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvatokshi Shiromukham Sarvatok Shutimal, okay. Everywhere are Krishna's faces, everywhere his eyes. Sarvatokshi Shiromukham, his mukh, his eyes, his shir, everywhere. So we performed, we did this drama, and we attended this drama for the pleasure of Radha Madhav. We did this for the pleasure of Radha Madhav. And we hope he is pleased, and we hope that Jayadeva Goswami is pleased. So you heard something with your ears, you saw something with your eyes, some samskara was made there, some impression. And may we go away from this holy abode of Kanak Vrindavan, and remember these things, and pray for the mercy of Jayadeva Goswami. And that this wonderful lotus feet of Radharani may be impressed on our minds and hearts. And we someday, because our Goswamis, our Prabhudananda Saraswati Goswami, our Prabhudananda Saraswati, now Raghunath Das Goswami, they're also praying for the foot dust of Srimati Radharani. They're praying to have those feet on their heads and to serve those feet. Now the dust of Radharani's feet are sprinkled all over Vrindavan in the Brajaraj. Is Brajeshri Raj. It's everywhere, especially at Radhakund. So we come there and roll in the dust and pray to the dust.